Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Mr. Mango himself. Mr. Evan is here. We are coming to you live from the Midtown Global Market in the fifth of our 20-part series.
I think we'd run out of places. There's not that many places here.
Right. But, in the fifth part of our ongoing series here at the Midtown Global Market. And we went with one of their more exotic, well, they're all exotic vendors, I should
say. They're all exotic. Even Andy's.
Yes.
Even Andy's Garage. It's a little exotic.
Yeah. They put that one pineapple on that one.
They did. Which I'm going to be slightly repeating this week.
It's all right. But this week we went to Safari Express. And we're a little weirded out, I think.
I'm not weirded out.
I'm cautious.
Why are you cautious?
I kind of had to point to things there, because everything's on a hot table or steam table.
Sure.
And nothing was really recognizable. Even things that I really enjoy, like chicken wings, were not particularly recognizable.
What about what you have in your hand right now is not recognizable as a chicken wing?
From a distance. It did not look like chicken wings. I thought it was like...
I think your suburb is showing a little bit here.
I'll put it back in my pants. I'm sorry.
Yeah, please. I guess they didn't strike me as anything particularly odd or...
It wasn't... It made me odd. There were a lot of colors.
There's a lot of color.
And textures
and as proper Minnesotans, we fear colored food.
In general,
and but no, they you know, Safari Express. What they do is they do, it's a lot of Middle Eastern African. It's not like one country,
right?
But their big claim to fame is their camel,
right? Camel burger, camel on a stick.
Yes, which I will be partaking in. But you know, they also do goat. They also do, you know, chicken curries. They do samosas. Excuse me. You know, they do kind of this mix of different kind of cuisines. So the one thing you definitely can say about them is that you're not getting your value.
Holy crap. This is one of the biggest portions we've had in a while anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, well, we'll talk about what we got once your food actually arrives.
Yes.
But it is an astounding amount of food.
How's it going, sir?
Good. How was your week?
I barely remember it. Like, nothing happened all week.
Didn't do anything for Valentine's Day or anything?
No, not... It was...
You got off scot-free.
So, we ended up... My Valentine's Day weekend, as far as food was concerned, was very much a comedy of errors.
You're a good way to start.
You know, we weren't going to do anything for Valentine's Day night. As I talked about.
Right. Did you end up spending a lot of Valentine's Day by yourself?
No, that did not happen.
Okay.
That there was a reasonable chance of that happening, but that did not happen. We're gonna make dinner Friday night, Valentine's Day. Not gonna make a big deal of it. But we're gonna make just chicken stir fry. We got some stir fry vegetables, shit like that. We'll open the freezer and we have one chicken breast.
Okay.
Which is not enough for stir fry. So we ended up ordering a pizza. And we did not do the
heart shaped pizza?
We did not do the Rocky Rococo heart shaped pizza. But we did tip the driver mighty heavily.
Where did you order from Rocky Rococo?
No.
Okay. I was gonna be like, there's a Rocky Rococo around here that's still open?
Oh yeah.
Wait, really? Well, yeah, there is one up in Brooklyn Park.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And they were advertising the heart-shaped pizza.
I don't see a whole lot of Rocky Rococo advertisements.
No. Well, you're not on Facebook. That's where I was seeing a lot of their stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, there you go.
So we did that.
Okay.
Then Saturday, we went over to some friends of ours' house to watch movies. And that was fine. One thing we did do on Friday night was we wanted to make something special, mm-hmm. but we didn't want to make a big deal of it. But Heather wanted to do some baking. So all day Friday and Thursday and Friday, we were looking through recipes for various desserts and things like that. The one we settled on was a truffled Oreo brownie. And it's basically brownie.
There's nothing in that sentence I don't love.
It's basically like brownie, mm-hmm. and then on top you've got basically fudge filled with Oreos.
Oh my god!
Like you basically just grind up a bunch of Oreos, mix it into this fudge, and then that's the topping of the cupcakes or the brownies. So we did that, and we all know my tolerance for sweets and rich foods and things like that. I could have one of these damn things, and by one I mean like an inch square. And I was just like, I'm out. That was too much.
My teeth hurt.
That was too much. But we did do the double stuff Oreos. I thought of you while.
No, you didn't. Don't lie to me.
I did because I was also when we were in the store picking up Oreos. We noticed that this is the second or third show in a row that we've talked about Oreos.
I see nothing wrong with
that. I don't see anything wrong either, but I'm just saying. So they're doing the mega stuff now?
Should be... What?
There's a mega stuff?
No,
there isn't. Which looks like it's three... It's like a three stuff.
Are you
but
kidding?
Here's the
Are
crazy...
You, you're not
I'm not making this up, but here's the mind-boggling thing. It's only on the golden creams. It's not on the OG Oreos. It's on the
That's not right.
I know.
Because golden Oreos are not even Oreos.
No, they're
that's sandwich,
like pretending
it's a sandwich
to,
cookie.
That's like pretending to be. I'm trying to think of a good rationalization. It's like you're trying. It's like I'm a gazelle. Right? I'm
well, it's
a,
trying to pass.
I'm
it's like
mighty,
trying to pass off a Hydrox. Is a,
well, no. To me, it's much more like I am a noble lion, and I'm going to pretend to be a house cat. Like why? Why would you do that? The Oreo is superior in every way to the golden cream. Why would you sully your brand with your own?
That just doesn't make any sense.
I know, I don't get it either. But that was good. So yeah, Saturday we went over to some friend's house. And then Sunday we were planning on going out for dinner. Like that was going to be our kind of Valentine's because we haven't gone out in a while. And then my wife was struck with the plague. This is a woman who will have migraines to the point where she can't really see straight, and she still won't call into work. But she called in today.
Wow.
So like, I don't know what's wrong with her.
Crippled.
But something horrible is going on. But so I stayed home today and I helped out with her as much as I could.
Wow.
So I'm a good husband.
You are a good husband.
Damn right.
You should go check and see.
I'm gonna go check on my burger.
You just. No, I'm not going to vamp it.
No, I was going to say, you describe what you're eating before you finish it, and then by the time you're done with that, I will be back with my burger.
All right. Well, unfortunately, Evan has left me here to vamp by myself. Chances will be good that his food won't be ready by the time he gets over there. But they have the option of a two-entree platter. The two-entree platter is served with a pile of rice, and when I mean a pile of rice, it's at least 2 cups worth. And they have 2 rice options. They have a regular, just kind of standard yellow rice. It looks like it's flavored with a little bit of saffron because it has that kind of orangish yellow tint to it. And then some various vegetables mixed in with it. And the other option they have is a spicy rice, which is what I got. The spicy rice has peas and carrots, much like a vegetable fries or fried rice does, but it also has kind of a spicy curry mixture to it, a little bit of turmeric in there as well. It's very flavorful. It is spicy, but not to the point where it's uncomfortable spicy. So along with that,
talking about your rice.
Yep. Along with that, it's also served with two different uh, two different different entrees, small portions of entrees. Good Lord. As a man burger.
In a sense.
I chose for my two options, I chose the chicken wings, which kind of come with an orange glaze on them. Orange chili glaze on them. Very, very good, actually. The lady working the counter said they were very good, and she was very right. Then I also got chicken curry. It has sweet potatoes, carrots, and peas in it. That's very good as well. So I'm enjoying this so far.
Nice. As I mentioned, I got the camel. I wanted the camel burger, which is probably about a third of a pound patty. But what is slightly distorting is it's spread out. This is one of the widest burgers I've seen in a long time. It's got a good 5-6 inch wingspan. Yeah. But it's got a lettuce, tomato, some sort of white cheese. Ooh, that's like a, I think it's a white cheddar. Very good cheese though.
Nice.
And some sort of secret sauce on there. It's very good. Camel burgers, or if you've never had camel before, it's similar to beef.
Very lean.
Very lean, almost to the point of crumbling. So it can be hard to get into a patty. When you grind it up, it's almost hard to do like a burger.
You almost have to have a binder, but my guess is in the portions of the world where they would have that, they probably aren't allowed to eat eggs.
But this is very good. If you didn't tell someone that this was camel, I think you'd probably get away with it.
Okay.
It's well seasoned. Like I said, it's very thin, to the point where it's see-through in parts. So that could turn some people off. It's a little weird, a little ungainly, but it's very good.
Does it have any kind of?
Well, mine also has a pineapple on it too. Okay. A slice of pineapple. So this is. Both burgers I've had in the Midtown Global Market have had pineapple on it. So,
does it
have, I don't know what that says exactly, but...
Does it have any sort of distinguishing flavor to it at all? You know, how you kind of get a... You can get a burger that's made with, like, wild game or, or anything like that. It definitely has kind of a...
Let me try it without. Let me just try it on its own. Not really. I mean... It's almost like a turkey burger. Okay. In a way. I don't want to call it bland, but it's not very spiced. It's got a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper. Other than that, not much. But it's I gotta say, for a quote unquote novelty burger, it's very good. I'm nice. A fan of this. Now, typically with that, you get fries. I decided to go with their rice, which I went with their quote unquote normal rice, whereas you got the spicy rice.
Right.
And it's kind of a typical saffron rice, very sweet. And the only thing I would say about that is good, except it's missing, like, you have vegetables in yours. Like, this needs, like, peas or something in it. So other than that, it's just like a straight long grain rice, which is fine, but put peas in it, for God's sakes. Not hurting anything.
When you went to get your food, I was describing the spicy rice. It's actually really good. Like, I would... eat the spicy rice just by itself.
I'll try some here. Yeah, that is good. That's very good. And my rice is great too. It just needs a little something. And then mine comes with apparently it comes with mango juice, the typical burger accompaniment.
It's a bit odd, but...
It's mango juice, though, so it's good. What about your Valentine's Day, sir?
Our Valentine's Day?
I know you went out.
Yes, we did.
I know you had flower problems as well.
Yes, I did.
Which amused me to no end.
Which I did. Yes, I did. So, should I describe
start from the beginning.
So... our dinner reservation, I made almost 6 weeks out at Bar La Grassa, which we've done on the show. It's a great place. It's definitely on a must do of places in town. You gotta try if you can get it. And at the same time that I made the reservation, I also ordered flowers online from Flowers. Sorry, it's a little hot, so my lips are a little numb. From proflowers.com. And of course, because it's Valentine's Day, not only are they going to stick you for the normal shipping fee, but you're also going to get stuck with a $14 charge for Valentine's Day shipping. And in addition, you can have the option of another additional $5.99 for morning delivery on Valentine's Day.
All right.
Fast forward to Valentine's Day proper. All the other gifts that I ordered for various people to go to various parts of the country arrived safely.
Yep. Now, you might have already answered this question, but do you buy Valentine's Day for like family members and stuff?
I get either flowers or you know, I got my mom and my grandmother both those Sherry's Berries, which you've heard on the, I'm sure you've heard on the radio any number of times between Christmas and Valentine's Day. And that worked out great. Like, those two boxes arrived in perfect condition, on time. You know, didn't have to pay for morning delivery, but they showed up in the AM. So I decided, you know, with my girlfriend's flowers, that I would, you know, I'll spring for the morning delivery because she might not work a full day and I'd like to have them delivered at work and, you know, all that fun shit. So it gets to be new, and I hadn't heard from her yet. Like, this is interesting. Maybe she's really busy, but maybe there's an issue with the delivery. So I go and check the FedEx tracking number. My flowers are supposed to be guaranteed delivery by 10:30 a.m. At 12:30 p.m. on Valentine's Day. They had not left Indianapolis. not Minneapolis, Indianapolis.
That's impressive.
That's impressive.
Are you sure you didn't order it for Valentine's Day 2015?
No. Long story short, they did refund my entire purchase.
That's good.
Including other they also gave me a credit on an account, which is cool. They refunded me the shipping on my other two orders too. So they did do right. But it left me a little miffed. But it also stressed the fact, and it's something that I tried to do, but I just didn't think of it, is that we've got great local businesses. I had every opportunity to shop local, and I didn't. Until the very end.
Shop local karma is what this is.
Exactly. The very end of it, I went to a local flower shop, Bachman's. If you listen to the show, you know.
Know what Bachman's is. The rather large chain.
And they hooked me up. I was in and out of there in 5 minutes.
That I think is almost more impressive, because I mean, you got to imagine Valentine's Day is
batshit crazy.
It's one of the worst days for flower shops in the world. You know, in the entire year. That's D-Day.
Yeah.
And the fact that not only did they have anything for you, but they were able to get you in and out relatively quickly with a minimum of fuss, that's more impressive.
Not only do they have a multitude of flowers still available, they had multiple people working their will call booth, and they had...
Oh, I'm sure... I'm sure that's like Black Friday. They're calling in everybody that has ever worked at Bachman's. Well, I don't care if you've moved on or you're retired. They're calling you in to just work something.
They had little kiosks set up around the store that were selling just roses. You know, they had spots in the store where you could buy other flowers. But they had just people within these temporary kiosks just set up just selling roses.
Nice.
Like, that is freaking smart.
I can do you one better.
Yep.
When I was walking to the bus coming out of work on Friday, was in the Capella Tower, right in downtown there.
Yep.
And there was a guy on the Skyway floor level of Capella Tower, just had basically like a, almost folding, like 4x6 tables.
Okay.
And he was just selling bouquets, like in the lobby of the Capella Tower. And it was like $30 a bouquet.
Nice.
But he knew that this is for guys that forgot or just didn't, you know.
Ran into it. I can't imagine that I was the only one that had that issue.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a big storm on the East Coast, but it didn't affect where my flowers were coming from or where the flowers' destination.
Indianapolis, and I can say this having been there once a year for about the last 10 years.
Yeah.
It exists in an odd... Indianapolis, I think more than any other city I've been to, doesn't know what region it's in. It's, sometimes it's on the east, in eastern, it's considered like east coast,
sure.
Sort of. Sometimes it's the south. Sometimes it's the Midwest. It exists in this weird temporal vortex of something. Like,
Indiana is its own state of mind.
Yes, and it's a diseased mind. It's just, it's craziness. So.
Either way. I was able to rectify the situation. Kids, shop local.
Shop local, damn it.
Exactly. And I learned that the lesson the hard way. Either way, we had...
Alright.
Yeah. We had a great night out at Barla Grasso. Basically, we ordered one out of each section of the menu. It was fantastic. When we have a bib lettuce salad with smoked duck, blue cheese, and baby beets. It was awesome.
Nice.
Really, really good. And then we got the soft eggs and lobster bruschetta, which is what they're known for.
Okay.
For one of the dishes that they're known
for. Did we have that? I think we did.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's Escafir eggs, which are just slowly sheared eggs. I mean, we're talking scrambled eggs cooked so low and so slow for so long. Then you fold in this just giant pieces of luscious lobster and little pockets of goat cheese. Oh, yeah. It's a sexy, sexy dish. We had that, and then we shared a portion of the spaghetti carbonara.
I do remember the carbonara.
And I'm sorry, the carbonara is just fantastic there, because you actually do get the whole egg explosion. You know, it comes with a poached egg. It's not even a poached egg. It's just kind of a soft cooked egg.
Yeah.
And then you just carve into it, and the flowing juices of said egg.
You
mix it up, and it's just
delicious. That reminds me. Now, I am known to our listeners and to the world at large as a very reasonable person.
No.
I am a reasonable person.
There have been many lies told in this show. None bigger than that.
I am a reasonable person. I am accepting.
When did you? Really?
I'm accepting
really?
Of other cultures and philosophies as
when
far as food
happen?
Is concerned.
When did this happen?
I am okay with vegetarianism and vegans. I'm fine with that. Okay.
The only thing that you just said was true was the last thing you said.
No, I'm the model.
You are a liar.
I'm the model of
even-keeled,
contemplative.
I'm gonna give you one last shot.
But I had a culinary falling down moment this week. If you're unfamiliar with what a falling down moment is, just go to Netflix. Look up Falling Down. It is still one of the best Michael Douglas movies ever made.
Might be the best.
He's done a couple other pretty good ones.
Wall Street, yeah.
Yeah, Wall Street. Romancing the Stone, which I still enjoy. Even though Kathleen Turner's in it, she's a harpy, but but I enjoy Romancing the Stone. But I had a full-on meltdown in the car. It was on Saturday. I was flipping through the Fortify group on my phone as we were driving to a friend's house, because I live in Northeast and my friend who we're going to, she lives in Burnsville, so it's a bit of a drive. Plus it was crap weather on Saturday night, So everything took like 50% longer than it needed to. So flipping through phone. Somebody posted a recipe for vegan Alfredo.
Oh, how dare. Okay, that would. That, yeah, I see where you're going with this.
That to me.
That's why the rest
that,
of the world.
That to
America.
Me is that to me is the Mohammed bomb picture.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That is
piss Christ.
Yep.
For me, that is so offensive to me. And it was like they were designing this to bother me because
right.
it was, first off they add cauliflower. Stop putting cauliflower as a replacement for cheese. You're not fooling anyone.
Or cashew for cheese. You seen that?
I've seen that. I'm willing to accept it just because I've never had it. But I've had cauliflower as a replacement for cheese. You're not kidding anyone. But then it was like we're replacing the butter with I forget what it was, but all I know is at some point in there was something in there called nutritional yeast.
Oh yeah.
No, that is a disgusting sounding thing. Just stop. If you're going to have an alternative lifestyle, as far as food is concerned,
right?
Quit taking our things
and making them horrible.
Just be like, this is what I eat now, and that's fine.
Right.
But quit trying to copy our things.
Yeah. This is ours.
I'm typically very much against the notion of cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a weird notion to me.
Okay.
But just lay off the Alfredo.
Leave the Alfredo alone.
Leave the Alfredo alone. That's our thing.
We don't come.
I'm so angry.
We don't come onto your vegan bus and piss on your
like,
parade.
My wife was literally concerned for me because I was so angry.
I was just sitting
fuming in the car.
I can see
that somebody would dare. Nutritional yeast.
That's just wrong. That's wrong on a lot of levels. That's wrong on a lot of levels.
And that was the second vegan rage moment I had this weekend, because when grocery shopping, there's these like breakfast bowl, like in the frozen area, you get like the breakfast bowls, burritos and crap like that. And I was looking at the various ones, and I don't remember the brand, but there was all these geographically themed burritos.
I've seen those.
There's like a Kyoto burrito,
yep,
and like edamame and stuff like that.
I've seen that.
And adzuki beans and things like that. There's one of them that's like the Big Sur, and it uses seitan. Which seitan, if you don't know,
is
the Lord of Lies. But it's also another term for fermented tofu, basically.
Okay.
It's S-E-I-T-A-N.
I feel like we're learning something about this.
Well, I knew this because I am, again, knowledgeable and accepting of the ways of others.
Except vegan Alfredo,
which, again.
Then you're just offending everyone.
Yeah, that's. I'm not going to make a Holocaust comparison, but I want to.
Wow.
I'll just say
wow.
That.
That might be going to a different level.
That's how upset I was. So.
I see that, but that might be too much.
I was thinking about starting an Alfredo defamation league. I'll just go that far. But anyway, it's like seitan is like the most appropriately named food ever. Because it is the Lord of Lies. Because they try to pass it off as like this like meat. Smoky kind of. I don't know exactly what you use it for.
I've never had it. I don't ever plan on having it.
No, I'm relatively okay with tofu. Like I've had tofu before,
yeah.
In certain preparations.
And the mock duck we had at Scratch Food Truck was outstanding.
Yeah.
I'll
eat the mock duck at like Pizza Luce.
Yeah.
And I've had like tofu dogs and things like that before. And
that's toning the line.
The only problem,
the
only
hot dog is sacred.
The only problem with the tofu dog is that there's no snap.
That's everything.
It's well, I agree. And this was many years
ago. You're really in the mood for an Oscar Mayer wiener, which I have no fault there.
No.
I'm not one to judge. I do love
it.
No,
you need the snap of a good hot dog.
Yeah.
There needs to be a little bit of a casing there. But yeah, no, those are my two culinary freakouts.
Wow.
I was shaking. I was so angry.
I can see that.
Do not mess with the Alfredo.
That's all right. That's
and it's one of the things that I've had to cut out as I'm trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
Unsuccessfully, might I add.
Especially after you pounded that burger.
That wasn't that bad of a burger.
No, that was very lean.
Nutritionally
wise.
Yeah. Again, it's camel.
True.
So I think the worst thing I had was that rice. Because it was a little greasy. But no, that camel burger. Now that we both finished our food, That Camel Burger was outstanding. And I would go so far as to say it is a close second to the best thing I've had here, like, since we started the show,
okay,
or the series of shows.
Yep.
Close second to Manny's.
I agree. I would agree with your take. Manny's is still number one with a bullet. But my meal was really, really good. But the fact of the matter is, Manny's is just on a different...
It's a different
plane of existence.
Yeah,
it's just...
No one's going
to... No, and nobody should try to touch it.
I don't think anyone at Safari is feeling put out by...
No.
But no, I mean, the burger, it was everything I love in a burger. It had, you know, the patty, we mentioned it wasn't terribly strongly seasoned, but it did its job. You know, the ingredients on top of it were fresh. It had good moisture to it. The bun was a nice little butter bun.
And, it looked like a good bun.
And it was a good bun. It held up to everything.
Yeah.
That was just a generally good burger. Regardless, you know, you can ignore the camel part of it.
Yeah.
That is just a well-constructed burger, period.
Nice.
So, which I am always a fan of. So.
My meal was very good. The spicy rice was definitely the best side dish I've had so far.
Mm-hmm. That was good rice.
It was just good flavor. It mixed well with both my dishes, both the entrees that I had. The chicken wings were very, very good. They weren't, like, best chicken wings ever. It definitely suffered under the heat lamp a little bit, but still pretty good. And there were good portions and good flavor all the way through, you know, nice kind of orange heat all the way through.
Orange heat.
Yeah.
I think that's isn't that one of the characters on Jersey Shore?
I believe so.
Orange Heat.
Yeah. Wow. All right. And then the chicken curry that I got was actually more of a vegetable curry with a little bit of chicken in there.
Oh, really?
But I'm not complaining because the curry sauce,
that curry looked fantastic.
It was really, really good. Like, I would come back and I'd just get the curry.
Yeah.
And a big chunks of what was chicken in there, but it also had some sweet potato.
What do you mean, what was chicken?
Well, the chicken was not the star.
Okay.
The vegetables were the star, so it had, you know, nice big strips of chicken, and then big chunks of cauliflower, big chunks of carrot, and sweet potato was in there too, which gave it a nice little bit of texture that I wasn't kind of expecting. You know, I've had curries that have had potatoes in it, but nothing with sweet potato. So it kind of had this sweetness that kind of cut through the curry flavor, and it was just a very nice, well-rounded dish altogether. Served with just a square of pita. I kind of wish I had more pita.
Yeah,
I felt like
you also got about 2 pounds of food.
I did.
That argument works both ways. It's like, yeah, you gave me a lot of food, so I need a commiserate amount of.
Keep in mind that it was mostly rice.
Yeah, there was a lot of rice.
There was a lot of rice.
Yeah.
I got two relatively small amounts of entree and a big old portion of rice.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like the hard pack rice. You know, it was very airy and light, which was, you know, it was nice. But usually when the rice is sitting in those warmers for forever,
it becomes
kind of mushy and weird.
Well, I was thinking about this. You know, we've talked about this several times over the course of the show, is that we record this on Monday nights.
Yep.
Because we picked this day before we knew that Monday is kind of the crap day as far as restaurants are concerned.
Right.
A lot of places are closed. Business is always the lowest on Monday nights. You know. And I think a place like this, like Midtown Global Market, where it's much more reliant on takeout and counter service kind of stuff, there's a much higher percentage of heat lamps and things like that. I think places like this suffer more on a Monday night than a restaurant room, because, you know, they're making stuff, and we might have had stuff that was made, you know, this early this afternoon,
right?
And it's just they haven't had the customers to churn through it to, you know, so that we're having more fresh stuff. And again, I'm not accusing anyone of anything, you know,
right,
you know, untoward or anything.
No, I get what you're saying. This is also the only place that we've had so far that did the heat lamp treatment on everything we order. except for your I mean, your
birth. I guess yeah. I mean, I suppose you're right.
Because FAMs, both of our plates came out fresh.
Yeah, okay.
And Manny's came out fresh.
Yeah.
And you know, El Burrito Mercado was fresh as
well. Yeah, you're right.
But I do think that, you know, if they had the opportunity to cook everything fresh, it'd be outstanding.
Yeah.
It would push it from really, really good to outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to really fault them for that. But for that, I can't give them as high of a mark as I give Manny's.
You know, the other thing to consider, and again, this is just me shooting ideas. I have no idea if I'm out of line or uninformed.
You're always out of line.
Well, that's probably true. Is, you know, given that both of our... Neither of our recipes, or neither of the things we got, to me, had stuff that you could really do fresh on a by order basis. Like you're gonna have a pot of curry going constantly. You're gonna have rice going constantly. You can't make to order rice.
I disagree. With the rice, yeah, the rice I agree with. You can't do that to order. I think with the curries, when we go to Indian restaurants. That's fresh. When you go to
No, they got
too.
A pot of that crap.
But I disagree.
I think
portions of what's going into said dish are pre-cooked or par-cooked,
mm-hmm.
but then they take it the rest of the way in the rest of the cooking process.
Okay.
I don't think it's flash cooked or you know, microwave before it comes out.
Well, no, that I'm not saying.
I'm saying. There are methods to be able to do it.
Okay.
I think we'll take it over the top.
I would love to be wrong on this. You know, I know we got chefs and people listening.
And
tell me how wrong I am on this.
And you know, the other half to it is that I don't know about you. I haven't worked in a restaurant in quite a long time.
I've never worked in a restaurant.
There you go. So we only know what we know. And
yeah.
The restaurant that I worked at was mostly frozen foods. You know.
What restaurant did you work at?
Remember the old brew station in Jacoby?
No.
You know where the Cub was in Jacoby, right? Or he is in Jacoby.
I think so.
Okay. There's a strip mall. If you're facing in front of Cub, there's a strip mall off to the right.
Oh, the Kmart fair. Mall?
No. Kmart Mall's been, like, closed and boarded up for a while.
That's the only mall I know in
Jacoby. And you have no idea where it's called the Brew Station. And they...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
This is like in New Shakopee.
Yeah, New Shakopee.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that now.
Yeah.
I barely count that.
They had fried pickles.
Shakopee stops at Marshall Street, as far as I'm concerned.
Townie.
That's right.
Yeah.
This will mean nothing to most of our listeners.
To 99.5% of our listeners.
That really implies we have 200 listeners.
True. That being said, nobody got that joke.
No one cares.
No, and no one cares. Exactly.
Yeah, that's especially true.
Needless to say, we're not great restaurant food preparation minds.
No.
we can pretend to be. We play them on TV.
I'm comfortable in my ignorance.
I am too. I'm blissfully ignorant.
I welcome being corrected, but I'm not ashamed of my ignorance. I'll say
no,
that.
I agree.
I like learning.
You do like learning. Knowledge is power.
Damn right. Doon, 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 doon. Star goes across the screen. The more you know.
The more you know.
The last one of those I saw was Senior Chang from Community pointing at milk. So I just saw it like on a TV screen as so I was walking by once. Like, what the hell? I have shotgunned through Community in like the last month. I'm almost done with the third season.
Jeez.
Well, they're 20-minute episodes.
Yeah. I watched the whole season of The League in an evening.
Well, and I doubt even those are fully 20 minutes.
22.
Yeah.
22 minutes, 13 episodes, one night.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's not a thing.
Speaking of the league and terrific lady day, I had terrific man day on Saturday.
Oh, you did?
I did. I went and worked out. Then I got myself a haircut.
I noticed the haircut,
and,
yes.
And then made myself a nice little dinner, made myself a nice little chicken breast.
Well, you were by yourself. You should have said this. You were home alone.
It was fantastic. I got to watch whatever I wanted on TV. watched a 6-hour documentary.
On what?
The WWF. It was awesome.
Was it 6 hours? Was it a single documentary that was
yes.
6 hours?
Well, it was six. Yes. The documentary portion itself was 3 hours, and then an additional 3 hours of matches.
Oh, okay. So it's a 3-hour documentary.
Right, but I watched all six.
Don't pretend that the matches were a documentary.
It counts to...
No.
It was part of my terrific man day.
Well, and that's fine.
And
that's all
that matters.
That's very good, nice.
But it's so rare that I get that.
Well, you live with a hose beast, so that's,
wow.
hard, that's hard to...
That was hurtful.
Hey, I'm just quoting you, man. So
wow.
That's, hey, I think she's a wonderful person, but I'm just using your terminology here, so...
I'm gonna tell you said that. I'm just gonna punch you in the nuts.
I will explain. These are words I learned from Dave.
Either way, I don't get them that often. So having a terrific man day was just fantastic.
Well, I'm happy for you.
But you get them all the time.
No, I don't.
It seems to me you guys are always separate. You know, you always got something going on, independent of each other.
Yes, but that's very different than a terrific lady day or terrific man day.
True, I suppose.
That's because we're busy doing things. It's very rare. Like the last one I had was October-ish, I want to say.
I almost feel like to keep yourself sane.
Yeah.
That needs to be not necessarily a monthly thing, but maybe like a quarterly thing.
What I haven't set discounting vacations because I will do those, but every 6 months or so, I will go and I will get my hair cut at the barber sharp, and then I will finish it off with meatloaf at Modern Cafe.
And that's big day for you.
That's my little man day.
That is a man day.
Yeah, but it's not a full day. It's just, that's like a couple hours.
I feel like this is something we need to do.
I'm not getting a pedicure with you.
No. But we need to come up with the perfect man day, the perfect Minneapolis man day, what that would involve. And not like your typical, you know, go to a Twins game or a Vikings game
and
go to a bar. No, I'm talking unique experiences for the Minneapolis man.
I think there's something to this.
I think we need to do it.
I think... I'm down.
Okay.
We need to get the Beard and Mustache Club involved somehow.
Yes.
Because between the two of us, we have a complete beard.
Exactly.
I didn't think of that until just the second, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Together we make a full man.
That's been true for many years.
Right. And we share a brain.
Well... No, we talked about this in high school. We have one brain.
Yeah.
But it's all dependent on how many people are together.
Correct.
You get us separately, we still have that one brain to ourselves.
We function very highly at
that
point.
The more of you to get together, though, you still have one brain between everyone.
Exactly.
And you're just dividing it up more.
And it just gets dumber.
It's just dumber and dumber.
I think the same rules apply if you are with, like, family members. Like, when my brothers and I are together, if there's two of us, we're kind of dumb. If there's three of us, we're really dumb. If my dad's involved, we're fucking retarded.
I see that working for your family. Yes.
Right.
My family, not so much, but...
No. Your sister is the dumbest post, but there's that.
She is a lovely person.
She is. And she's a whore as well.
Why? Why would you do
you
that? She's 13.
I'm talking about your other sister.
Just apologize to the 13-year-old.
Not a chance. Not a chance. You called my girlfriend a hose beast.
Again, I am merely quoting you.
Again,
I've never called my sisters a whore.
What I'm doing is just going off a hearsay.
My Angie's getting married, so she's... Yeah.
Right,
by someone much better than you. So...
I'm okay. I don't... As close as the two of us are, we didn't need to be related.
No, that would be weird.
Yeah, that'd be really weird.
Do we want to talk about that stupid article?
We can talk about the stupid article.
We'll talk. We got 15 minutes,
right.
So we won't go too long.
Because I don't know if we'll be back at Midtown Global Market next week.
Okay.
You know, but we'll just kind of briefly recap in that the places that are left here in the Midtown Global Market, nearly all of them have a outpost somewhere else in the cities, which we will visit. Maloma, Los Ocampo, Holy Land, Sonora Grill. All these places have brick and mortar restaurants. So the one place that's still left is Sabay Express. And I can count on, we've sat literally in the same spot the last 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And I can count on one hand the amount of customers that have walked up there to get food. And nothing is coming out hot. Like, they don't have any.
You're talking
like,
Sabay Express specifically.
Yeah, Sabay, okay. Exactly. So I'm a little sketchy.
Because we can see it from where we're at.
Right. It looks not necessarily sketchy, but it's like all the pictures of the food is taken on a Polaroid and handwritten on a menu type of deal.
It's tricky.
Same thing, not same thing with Chiquino, but Chiquino's has a brick and mortar location as well. So this is probably, I think, our last stop.
Sure.
But there was an interesting article published recently on Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine.com. I can't remember the name of the author.
It's so, like Aaron Pratt, I want to say.
Yes.
It's close to that.
Yeah, really close. Published an article about.
Maybe Platt.
Platt, yes.
Yeah.
Published an article recently.
He was a Pratt, but that's another issue altogether.
Okay, you done?
Yes.
Okay. Needless to say, the article was regarding Midtown Global Market and whether or not it is still a financially viable space to have businesses and whether or not it still deserves the fair amount of subsidies that it still gets. It was recently approved as part of a larger bond measure by the Minneapolis City Council.
Sounds right, yeah.
Believe it, they got a huge portion of like a $1.5 million bond.
Yeah, it was, they got a significant portion of their debt forgiven, and then they were extended, they get free parking.
Right.
So all of the money that goes in, that you pay for parking goes directly to the Midtown Global Market. Because they lease the parking structure from, I think it's the apartment complex.
Yeah, the Commons.
The Commons, yeah.
Yeah.
So the article was basically like, is this a good investment?
Right.
Anymore.
Because there are business tenants here as well, but not nearly the amount that you would need to support the amount of commerce that's happening on this level.
Sure. And I have several comments about that.
Okay.
One of the things that you brought up is, you know, the customer base that we've been seeing here.
Yep.
Keep in mind, though, again, we've already talked about how Mondays are tricky for businesses, for food businesses.
Yeah.
And we've had an atrocious summer, or winter.
Don't jinx the summer before it starts,
sorry,
please.
Yeah. We had a really, really bad winter.
Yeah.
And that's going to depress the crowds coming through as well.
The other half to it is we're here at dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a completely different story at lunch.
I've been here at lunchtime. I've been here on weekends.
I've been here on weekends. It's been moderate.
I've been here where it's been pretty crazy.
Okay.
And great, I mean, this was maybe a few years ago, but, you know, it's... The article is basically saying, is this worth the amount of money?
Right.
And the author pointed out, like, this was sold to us like it was going to be another Pike's Place in Seattle.
Yeah.
And I forget the name of the place, but in Pittsburgh.
Reading Station?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I got that.
That might be right.
Yeah.
But that argument seems really terrible for me because they mentioned that the thing in Pittsburgh is in the middle of downtown.
Yep.
So it's like, of course it's going to be a bigger deal. And they're like, oh, and Pike's Place is the hub of the tourism. It's like,
it's the
hub of tourism because it's so good.
Right.
Like, that's not, it's
the same thing with the ferry.
And also, Pike's Place is 100 years old.
Right.
You know,
it's the same thing with Faneuil Hall in Boston,
mm-hmm.
or the Ferry Building in San Francisco. It's these very, I mean, this is a historic building, but these are hundreds of years old.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not in San Francisco. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe not hundreds. But
Faneuil Hall, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
very, very old buildings. Mm-hmm. And in the center of the city. We are out, I don't want to say in a rainy suburb, but we're in South Minneapolis. We're not in downtown Minneapolis.
No.
If this was transported to, say, where, or near where the new Metrodome, or the new Viking Stadium is being mm-hmm. built, there's the old armory, the old Minneapolis Armory,
yep.
which they're now using as parking.
Mm-hmm.
That could be converted into something like this and be in a hub area that is going to get much more traffic.
Yeah.
For the person, unless you're coming out here for a specific reason, it's simply just not going to get that same amount of traffic. So the expectations have to be lowered.
Yes. And I don't think either of us are willing to say, like, this is definitely worth the investment. Like, it doesn't need to change anything.
Right.
You know, I don't think either of us want to say that.
No.
One of the arguments that was made in this article, discounting the stupid argument of, oh, they should have brought in the cheesemakers and the brewers and all that. It's like, that's great thinking now. I think that'd be a great idea now.
Dude, 15 years.
Yeah. When this was built, we didn't have the microbrew scene that we have now. We didn't have the artisanal cheese makers that we have now.
Artisanal foods.
Just anything.
Right.
You know, it just wasn't there. Should they be approaching those people now? I think that would be a good idea. I think Kitchen the Market, which is, you know, just within earshot of here, I think that's a great idea for this space.
Yeah.
You know, having a space that, food trucks, for example.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about this, and I'm so glad that this prediction is coming true. The prediction that we made last, the end of 2012,
yeah.
or what year is it? End of 2013. I have no idea when
it's 2020.
Yeah, whatever.
The
last time we were asked, like, what's going to be the next thing? And we talked about, like, the previous year it was places, it was like restaurants getting food trucks. And then this year it's food trucks getting brick and mortar places.
Yes.
We're seeing that over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, not only the places that are done, but, you know, they just announced Ola Arepa's getting a brick and mortar.
Chef Shack Ranch just opened.
Exactly. There's all these places.
Foxy Falafel.
And all those places are really good, and they're really well established. But I would love for some of the places that maybe are not quite to Chef Shack level.
Right.
How great would it be to have just a place that, you know, just like a prep space that you could do stuff?
Or short-term rental.
Short-term rentals. That's exactly what I'm talking
right
about.
Right over your left-hand shoulder is the left-handed cook, or what mm-hmm. used to be the left-handed cook. That is open prep area and space where they can where a place could refine their menu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work out on recipes for the upcoming months, for the upcoming summer months, and kind of test things out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do a short-term rent. Do a month, 2 months, whatever. Just so these businesses can stay afloat. Maybe they can keep, you know, some of their what would be seasonal employees on staff, or at least giving them some hours throughout the winter, so they wouldn't have to take on, you know, odd jobs. These are all, you know, in a perfect world type
yeah.
scenarios.
But I you know, I think at least I'm not ready. And this was an argument that started back in November when the discussion started about should we forgive this portion alone,
right.
should we extend the parking contract, and I'm not ready to write off the area.
No, neither am I.
But, you know, if they're losing money, then that's something obviously that they need to address.
Right. I think that there's some refinement that needs to be done. I think there definitely could be some re-examination mm-hmm. of what this space really is, what this space needs to entail. I think there's some great portions that we pointed out. Kitchen in the Market is one. The co-op, the food co-op. Having places like El Burrito Mercado and Holy Land that are both a restaurant and a deli,
mm-hmm.
giving you that offer, those offerings. Having really artisanal type retailers like Salty Tart or Cafe Finspa.
Oh yeah,
which
yeah.
we've walked past on the way in, which does open face sandwiches and some kind of Norwegian-based things. But they also there is also I want to say it's like Taste of Home. I think is the name of the shop.
It sounds right. Yeah.
But it specializes in only Minnesota products. things like that I'd like to see more of, or the Vitago market reaching out to retailers that might have, or proprietors that are looking for spaces like that. Mm-hmm. Just maybe, I'm just saying, short-term leases, pop-ups, you know, just to get them going.
Absolutely.
Just to gauge the market so it's not this giant investment, you know, for owner, to get a business loan these days, it's really, really
tough. It's tricky.
So.
Yeah, I wish them all the luck in the world, and I like what they're doing. It maybe not be the best way to go about what their mission is, but I think their mission is solid. I think their mission is admirable.
Yeah.
And like the again the article, and I really had a problem with a lot of the arguments that the guy was making. The article was like, oh well, maybe this is you know this is turning out where it's more of a place where immigrants can start businesses. Like that's not a bad thing to be. You know, if this is just a place that can get, you know, new businesses from an immigrant population up and going.
Yeah.
Like that's not a horrible thing to be a part of. So.
But I think there is also an opportunity, from what you just said, to teach. That there are a lot of business leaders that could reinvest their time into helping, you know, maybe immigrant workers wanting to own their own restaurant, how to successfully branch out and start.
You know what this place needs? This place needs a reality show.
It does.
It needs a next Midtown Global Market star show. You know. Or any one of these small business incubator shows.
You can see that.
Where and a decent, there are women wrestling on TV. And it looked like one of them was sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts for a second, which would be awesome. There's not enough Olympic athletes sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts.
Never.
No.
Anyway.
I'm really distracted right now. I think if you got a good marketing team in here, and you could do a web series.
Yeah.
Of starting a business in Midtown Global Market or something like that. I think that could revitalize a lot of this.
There's next to no publicity going on either.
No.
Unless you knew about it or you had somebody bring you here.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a part of town that is not. It's not unsafe, but it is a part of town that is.
You hit on it before. There's no reason to come here.
Yeah.
If you're just wandering.
Right, because you're not going to be wandering in this neighborhood.
Yeah. It's not even so much a neighborhood thing. It's just there's not much to do around.
I disagree, because I think you're tapping into the money that you really want is people driving in.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's a stigma of East Lake Street.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, here to the, from 35W to the river, the people are like, oh, it's freaking Lake Street. Oh, God, it's not Uptown. It's Lake Street. So that, unfortunately, brings with it, I think, a stigma.
No, I think that's fair. But hopefully this show will go at least to help that a little bit.
Yeah, to tens of thirteens of people.
Well, you never know. Yeah. You never know when these things get hot. But the big thing is, and this is something we've hit on this show many times, and it's not just limited to Midtown Global Market. Go out, try places.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in here. I mean, in places that we didn't hit, more markety kind of things. Salty Tart, which we talked about. There are other food places. There are crafts.
Oh, and the last few times that we've come here, I've grabbed some food at the Produce Exchange afterwards.
Yeah.
They've got farm fresh foods. They've got organic foods.
I'm looking at the sign over to see if I can see any interesting events coming up, but I can't see from here.
But just, there's stuff to bring you in. You're not going to spend an entire day here.
Mm-hmm.
But you might spend a couple hours here. Have a smattering of some really,
really
good
shuttles.
Food.
They should run shuttles here.
They should.
I don't know if they did. They might. I don't know. But
yeah.
But anyway. We've kind of wrapped up our thoughts on this place. If we don't come back next week, then I think our opinions are pretty clear.
Yeah.
Specific to Safari Express, I was very impressed. I'm always with, and I hate to say this, I'm still, after all this time, a little leery when it comes to African food and Middle Eastern food.
It's a roll of the dice.
It's a roll of the dice, especially for me, because there's a lot of flavors that I'm not a big fan of. Like I said, I'm still not a big fan of spice. There's just some,
Mild is another man's medium.
There's a lot of, not so much with Middle Eastern food, but African food, there's a lot of ingredients that I'm just not very comfortable with. So I'm not as gung ho about it.
And if your body's not accustomed to having that type of flavors, the rejection rate can be quite high.
Yes, and it's dangerous and explosive.
Awful.
Yes, awful. Just awful all the way around. But no, Safari Express was very impressive, I think. And like I said, that is a very close second to Manny's.
Yep.
But all the places we went to, I thought were good.
Yeah.
Fom's Deli, I thought was definitely good. Andy's Garage, which I found out that was the place that used to be by the Wells Fargo, or not the Wells Fargo, the Goodwill, but I couldn't remember where that Goodwill was. But I have been there many times. That place is great. Can't think of the place. El Burrito Mercado.
Right behind us.
No, there was.
I
feel like there's a place I'm forgetting. Because we did Manny's, we did Fom's, we did Andy's, we did. No, I'm not forgetting anything. I felt like I was. That was why I was blanking, because I'm like, I'm forgetting something. But no. All the places we had were great.
Manny's Tortas was just so far and away.
Yeah.
Good Lord, could you imagine if they were downtown in the Skyway?
That would be pretty rough.
One, I don't know if they could even handle that amount of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the nice thing about it is with the Manny's Tortas is everything, both the sandwiches we had were very, had that handcrafted.
Oh, yeah.
Just wonderfulness to it. And I'm wondering that if that would be lost if it was in any other location where they couldn't spend a little bit of extra time constructing the sandwich and making sure it was just right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right there. But it's fun to dream.
It is fun to dream.
Can we wrap up here?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
All right. So next week we will probably not be in the Midtown Global Market, but as we promised, we're gonna head back to Uptown, hit a couple of the new places there.
Yes.
We still have a few months before we have to worry about it, but episode 300 is coming up fairly quickly here, in about 3 months or so.
The real question is during that 300 show, how many 300 references can we fit into?
It really depends on the guest.
Prepare for glory.
It really depends on the guest. But we got a couple people in mind.
Tonight
so,
we dine in hell?
No. No. That's just, unless we're at Hell's Kitchen, that would make no sense. And we've done Hell's Kitchen.
True.
Anyway, where was I going? Oh, yes, sorry. We've got, as always, all the various social networks, facebook.com/wellfitguidetolife, foursquare.com/wellfitguidetolife, twitter.com/wellfitguide, FPG, Instagram, which we keep forgetting to do, but I did post a new soda I made this weekend to it. I made a raspberry lime. I thought I posted it on Instagram. I posted it to Facebook. My raspberry lime Ricky that I made was outstanding.
You never cook for me anymore.
It's a nearly a 1-to-1 ratio syrup to water.
Jesus.
It takes a lot. Like I got a half a liter.
You did not post it to
Instagram. I did not. I posted it on Facebook. I'll post it to Instagram. Somebody made the correct. I'm still getting a hang of food photography.
Yeah.
So this particular picture, it looks like I'm cooking hamburger in a saucepan.
Well, you're not an award-winning pro like I am.
Yeah, that is true. You got lucky. So don't pretend
bullshit.
Otherwise.
That was all talent.
Yeah, do it again, then I'll be impressed.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Anyway, we can talk about that real quick, although it might be sold out already. I don't know.
I don't think it is.
The North Coast Nosh is this weekend.
Yes.
It's on Sunday. Yeah. It's at the Norwegian-Americans.
American-Swedish.
Norwegian-Swedish, one of the two.
We're all interchangeable.
We all look alike. You all look alike. That's true. Hey, I'm from dirty Scandinavia.
Yeah, you are.
So
yeah.
I can say that.
I don't even know why we allow your people to be.
I don't know either. But that's going on. It's like 4 to 7 at the American Swedish Institute.
Yes, I will be
this
there.
Sunday. The what is that? The 18th.
Yep.
No.
So no.
20th.
Tomorrow's the 18th.
Tomorrow's the 18th.
Let's try the
26th.
Survey says
it's the next Sunday after this show comes out.
23rd.
23rd. Not even close.
Wow.
God, I'm terrible. I'm just looking at the women MMAers. I'm distracted.
Focus.
I'm watching that True Detective. I got female butt on the brain. God. Anyway, thank you again for listening. Lord knows why. And we'll see you next week.